I call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. The time is 9:51. Members present are Representatives Cologne, Carrick, Hall, and Fields. We have a quorum. Please silence your cell phones. We have a thank you to Nicole Bearden and Zach Lawhorn for support today. We have a very short agenda. This is the second hearing for House Bill 57, Communication Devices in Public Schools. We first heard this bill on Wednesday. And today we will simply be adopting a committee substitute, and then we can consider this bill further at subsequent hearings. And Ms. Owen, do you want to come to the table and describe what this committee substitute does? And I should note, by the way, if members have further questions for Kelly Lessons, the Anchorage School Board, she's online. Thank you, Ms. Lessons.
For the record, this is Courtney Owen, staff to Rep. Fields. I will give the committee a brief overview of the changes from 34LS0064 version A to N. The first change is on page 1, lines 11 and 12, section 14, 33, 300A. This section was added to include exceptions for the use of wireless telecommunication devices for educational purposes, when permitted by a teacher or a school administrator. And the same language change was made on page 2, lines 5 and 6, section 14, 33, 300B. This is a conforming change. And the final change is on page 2, lines 9 and 10, section 14, 300C. This section was added to clarify the privacy rights of students with regards to their personal telecommunication devices.
Thank you, Ms. Owen. And if members are wondering where these changes come from, the CS brings the bill into alignment with the proposal from the administration and the Department of Education and Early Development. Okay. Do members have – well, I guess I will let's maybe move to adopt the CS, then we can discuss it. Madam Co-Chair, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt the proposed committee substitute for House Bill 57, Work Draft 34-LS0064/N as in Nancy, as a working document.
Are there objections to adopting the CS?
Yeah, objectives for purpose of discussion.
Sounds good. Go ahead, Representative Sands.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not going to object to adoption of the CS. Just an opportunity to ask. It's been a while since I've been in school, and at my school, they did not provide wireless telecommunication devices for educational purposes. If anybody, the sponsor or Ms. Courtney, can tell us what kind of devices do schools issue to the differentiation in the law between the bill between students' wireless devices and educationally provided devices. Just need to know what those are.
I would defer to Kelly Lessons.
Okay.
I'm not sure what all the devices
informally.
Would be.
Well, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair.
Sure, Representative Carrick.
And we can have Kelly Lessons answer as well, but through the chair, I'll say I am appreciative of this language in the CS. I substitute taught in Fairbanks. And there were instances where the technology was not functional in a classroom, and students were perhaps in a middle college program through UAF, mm-hmm. and the cell phone that they already had was a way for them to get into a class, for example. I know this also happens in rural Alaska. So more of an exception rather than the rule, but it does happen, and that is why I am supportive of this language. I'm sure Kelly Lessons has potentially other distinctions or examples.
Okay. Ms. Lessons, do you want to describe for Representative Sadler what are these wireless devices that students may use in schools for educational purposes? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful and timely question. Essentially, they are Chromebooks. And I did provide Representative Fields' office with a bit of history. Prior to the influx of COVID relief funds, growing budgetary constraints did not permit the Anchorage School District to provide electronic devices to every student. You know, there would be shared Chromebooks or like Chromebook carts that teachers would take turns using to do things like, use educational testing or different educational software programs or apps. With the pivot to remote learning during COVID, the Anchorage School District and School Board purchased a large number of Chromebooks. This is prior to my time on the board, so I'm just speaking as a point of reference. With the end of those COVID funds, they've all been obligated the district, and we are no longer in remote learning, the district has walked back the K, maybe it was grade 3 to 12 device initiative. It's now a grade 6 to 12 one-to-one device initiative. So roughly half of Anchorage School District students have a Chromebook. I am a parent of a middle school student who has a Chromebook, and she is obliged to bring that to her classes every day, charge it up at home at night. I can tell you that there are times where students forget their Chromebook and therefore are unable to participate in classroom activities, or they forget to charge them. One comment that I've received, and maybe this is anecdotal, is that there aren't enough electrical plugs in our existing classroom infrastructure to allow all students to charge their Chromebook. So sometimes the quality of instruction via a Chromebook can be compromised when students are not essentially prepared for class. So there are no other district-provided devices, to my knowledge. There may be some hotspots. I could be mistaken. But Chromebooks are the district-provided devices in the Anchorage School District.
Thank you, Ms. Lessons. Representative Sadler, do you maintain your objection to adoption?
With a comment, then I'll remove. I appreciate the desire to be flexible, because I know, you know, things don't often work the way you're hoping to, but what I think this amendment language does, the new language, it lets the genie back out of the bottle just a little bit, and how they implement it in school districts is going to be a challenge for them, but that's some mobile debate. So, yeah, Mr. Chairman, I remove my objection to adoption of the CS.
Okay, thank you. So we have adopted the CS. That is all the business before the House Labor and Commerce Committee today. If members have more thoughts, questions about House Bill 57, certainly interested. But with that, at 9:58, the House Labor and Commerce Committee is adjourned.